Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Dan.
I watched last night, we were just talking about this, the SNL thing, which I didn't know. The only reason I knew that they were doing a Prince tribute on Saturday Night Live last night was because the Blackhawks and Blues were on NBC. And so I was watching that, as I am a big Blackhawks fan. There are a few hockey fans scattered about. There's not many, though, around here.
Not many.
No, people around here probably watching.
But you had an exciting game.
I actually didn't even tune in until like 5 minutes to go, which I kind of wish. I'm like, wow, when I realized what had happened in the game. I had planned on watching it, but things were going well with the boys. We were, you know, having a good time and stuff. So yeah. My children, not my boys, you know.
Not with a Z.
No. We were grilled out and we're getting a fire going out back and all that stuff. And so, which was a disaster, by the way. We were having fun, but it was pretty much a disaster. Because I have a fire pit and a lot of times I just leave it loaded, you know, ready to go. So the last time, weren't able to do it, but I had everything in there. So I had all the little kindling, the twigs and all that stuff to get it started. And I didn't have the next step wood in there, which would be to keep it going so that you can put a log on. I had that in a trash can covered with a trash bag so that water wouldn't get in, that sits off to the side, and it's been sitting there since last year. You know, I haven't touched it since last time I made a fire last year. So I thought, well, we're all set there. I go to get some wood out of it after I've already started the fire.
Soaking wet.
Yes. Filled all the way up with water. Yeah. The trash can is completely filled with water. So now I have, you know, water marinated logs to use.
They tend not to
keep
fires going too well.
They're not. I wouldn't recommend it. No. So then I had level 3 wood. You know, you got the first with the kindling, and then you got level 2 wood, is which gets it to a point where you can get to a log or get to the level 3 wood. So just a little bit bigger piece. And
how many levels are there, incidentally?
There would be 4.
Okay.
The log would be the fourth level of the wood you need. You need the really small stuff, the twigs. That stuff is like paper.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes. But it's a quick burst. It's not sustainable. So when that heat that it gives off, you've got to get level 2 wood.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just not much bigger around your hand. You can put your hand around that level 2 piece of wood. But you need several of those. And once they get going, now they form more of that foundation where you can get that bigger log, a two-hander that you put your, you know. You get one of those pieces, and those really get it, you know, rolling so that you can throw a log on after that. And I, explaining this to the boys, that wasn't working. They were like, let's just put paper on it, more paper.
Yeah.
Put paper, cardboard, you know. Let's just get the lighter. I'll just get the lighter. You're going to hold the lighter on a log and just. So anyway, gave up that, came in, and it was 5 minutes to go in the Blackhawks game. And as soon as I got in, they already had a 1-goal lead, and then they scored another goal in the empty netter and then said, Doc Emmerich said, stay tuned for SNL tribute to Prince. Which, by the way, Doc Emmerich is an amazing announcer. He is so amazing.
So the NSSA, which is the National Association for Sportscasters and Sports Writers of America.
Yeah.
The last 3 years, Doc Emmerich has been our National Broadcaster of the Year.
Ah. Well,
but our awards banquet is always during the Stanley Cup Finals. So I've never met him.
Never gone.
So he's never been there. but he always sends a video, you know, a thank you video, and it's always hilarious. And just, I mean, you get entranced watching his, you know, 5-10 minute video.
Yeah.
So I would be. But I don't watch hockey at all, so I'm not familiar with, you know, like his work, because I just don't ever watch hockey. But right. Everyone who does says he's the best.
Well, as you can imagine, with the puck flying all over the place, it's hard to keep up with the passing of the puck and all those names, who's got it and where it's going and all that. I mean, it's difficult enough to watch on TV to follow the puck sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, who was it? Fox maybe had hockey for a little while, or maybe it was NBC. Tried like the little red trailer.
Yeah, and that didn't work.
No, that was stupid. I mean, you could follow the puck pretty. It's not that hard, but it sometimes it is difficult. And then in person, I've been to hockey games where I'm like looking left and it went right. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So for them to be able to keep up with that, and then the names are not like Jones and Smith and Larry. And, I mean, it's Reamsdyke and I mean, all the crazy names. But anyway, he does it, and then he's got the right time to bring the pitch up a little bit. And then he has all these like great, I don't know, little phrases and saying and jargon of the game and stuff that he, like a between the pipes or a in the triangle or, I don't know, just all these,
yeah,
these good uses of the words, and he just drops them in all over the place. And then I just don't know how he does it, really. It's remarkable. It's, you know, Vince Scully is outstanding at what he does in a different way, I guess. But Doc Emrick has to be one of the greatest announcers out there. Has to be. Hockey has to be one of the toughest. So I watched the Prince thing, and the first song that they played, what SNL did, in case you didn't watch it last night, is they had maybe 5 or 6 performances from Prince that they played from when he was on Saturday Night Live over the years. And I figured they would have maybe the hits.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, usually when performers come on Saturday Night Live, they play one.
At least one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second song, maybe something new or something like a B-side track, but always the first song is one you know.
It appeared that he was on there, just judging by what they showed, that he maybe was on 3-4 times max over the years. And so there were no of those hits. Like the first song, maybe Delirious. No, it was Party Up, which... It's all right, but you could tell it's like from 1981 or something. Yeah. So you think about what like Morris Day and the Time, those guys look like, and those long jackets that they would wear, and all the ruffles and all that stuff.
Yes.
And that look. There's like 3 guys in Prince's band who look like that. He looks like that. A couple other guys. And then in the background, there's a keyboard player that... I mean, it looks like he called Devo, hey, we need somebody just to fill in for the show. But the funny thing is when I saw this guy, I remembered him from like Prince videos from the 80s. And he is wearing an outfit from the ER. He's got on blue scrubs, and he's got the white mask to wear over the face. He's got the little hat on, and he's back there playing the keyboard. But when he is not playing the keyboard, he's doing the robot.
Yeah, which is a total Devo move.
And it completely looks like he's not supposed to be there. Like he wandered in and got on there. But that just tells you about Prince, how wild right. He is that he would have this guy on stage
this
there.
This guy.
Yeah.
This guy over here.
And then the next song was another one from the early 80s. And I didn't remember hearing that song. I just don't remember the name of that song. And then he had 2 performances that would have been, had to be from the 90s. But it was one, they showed 2 performances from one of his shows that he was on. They play like twice, right?
Yeah, they usually play twice.
So I feel like maybe we saw two from one appearance, and two from another appearance, and one from another appearance. However, the one from the, you know, when he became the symbol and introduced all that, they had one of those performances, and that thing was like 10 minutes long. So maybe he just did one song for that show because he played like a montage type thing. That was really cool. It was the very cool one. He had on sunglasses that had a third eye above his head, you know, on his forehead. So that was a really good performance there. But again, I did not recognize anything out of all these performances that SNL had. I just thought for sure there would be a Doves Cry, Purple Rain,
1999. Let's
Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, Little Red Corvette.
I mean, when Little Red Corvette, Raspberry Beret, when those were out, that would have been, you would have thought if he was on SNL, he would have played one of those. Or like the whole new Power Generation thing with the Get Off and Cream.
Diamonds and Pearls.
And Diamonds and Pearls. All those that. He did, wasn't, if he was on SNL during that era.
You know a song I forgot about, Seven. And I heard I heard that one the other day. I think that was with NPG.
Mm-hmm. All seven, we watched them fall.
Yes.
And I listened to, like, Prince has a, or I have a three CD compilation called The Hits and B-Sides or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it is about 60 songs. And so I just put that into, still have CD player, like it, one of these vehicles we has the disc changer.
Oh, yeah.
So you just.
Fancy.
It came that way.
I loved it.
Yes. So you just pop that in and you got, you know, three Prince CDs in the disc changer and just hit go. And I had the boys in the car with me.
Did they like it? Because they like James Brown.
Yes. They like Prince, no doubt. But. There were a few songs where the lyrics are just, some of those lyrics go over their head and it doesn't matter. Some of them cut right to it. And any 7 year old can figure out that he's talking about something dirty. Get Off, for instance. Girl, I don't serve ribs. You know, I mean, what is it? Is he singing about barbecue, Daddy?
This is why we said yesterday Prince is a Saturday morning kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, the sexy song, sexy, you know what I'm talking about, that song he does, there's a good intro, you know, that you can recognize it immediately and go, I need to change this before he cusses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there was one song he said, he cursed something, and immediately they looked at me. I knew it was coming, and I was just going to let it go and see what happened. And one of them looked right at me and with the big O face.
Yeah,
you know?
Like,
he said that. But it was so great to listen to all that stuff yesterday because we were running all over the place. And so I probably heard, I don't know, three or four different 20-minute intervals of Prince. Very good. Very good stuff. All right, we got to get to a break because we got a guest right off the bat, right? Todd Schrupp from TVG is going to join us again. Had him on here a few weeks ago.
He's also a Minnesota native, so
I didn't know that.
He knows how deep our Prince roots run.
Ah, we'll talk to Todd Schrupp next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road, or on the web at Brothers BrothersAutoSales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Your Lexington Legends wrap up their homestand against the power today at 2:05 at Whitaker Bank Ballpark with another Jif Kids Club Sunday where all kids 12 and under run the bases after the game. Kids Club members, the pre-game pitch and catch on the field start at 1 o'clock. Visit LexingtonLegends.com for tickets.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could hire one firm in America to represent my family or friends for injuries, a medical mistake, or for a claim against an insurance company, I would hire us, hands down. No firm in America has tried more personal injury cases in the last 5 years than us. I challenge you to find one. You won't. Insurance companies know who we are and, more importantly, what our results are. The tobacco companies have battled us in the courtroom, and we have verdicts to prove it. Of $90 million, $40 million, and $18 million for our clients. Black farmers receive $1.2 billion for compensation for years of discrimination against them as a result of our efforts. BP Oil knows who we are as we represent thousands of business owners. Years of verdicts at trial and the desire and the money to fight for justice for our clients is why I would hire us. No brag, just fact. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
Question, would you seat your three-year-old child on a windowsill? And would you seat them in a car seat that's not the correct one? Secure their future. Seat them in the correct car seat. More info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Just 2 weeks from Derby. 2 weeks.
Yes. Oops. I can't believe it. So the people who are covering this, work.
Yes, work.
This is it.
Yeah, it begins for all those in Louisville, those TV stations in Louisville. It begins tomorrow morning on the backside at 5 a.m.
Well, Thunder over Louisville.
Yesterday. And so every morning, sports reporters who are used to working till midnight will have to be up and out there at 6 in the morning or earlier.
Yeah.
All week, this week and next. So I know some of our friends are really looking forward to that. But it's still fun.
It is.
It is fun to be on the backside of Churchill Downs the 2 weeks leading up to Derby. There is so much fun to be had out there. And a guy who has fun on the air all the time, TVG's Todd Shrupp joins us once again this morning on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, MJP.
Now, before we get into any horse racing stuff, as a fellow Minnesotan, what was your favorite Prince song? And just talk a little bit about the devastation that lies beneath in the soul today.
Well, here's the thing. Prince early, Prince more recent, Prince in between. Prince is always good. But I have to say, I Want to Be Your Lover still just stands up for me. And so when I had heard, it was very shocking that he had passed away. That was the first song I thought of because I just think it typifies just the funk and the soul that he had. But for people who were not from the area, what they have to understand is here's somebody who became a global superstar, and he never left home. He always came back to Minnesota. He was always doing surprise concerts there. And so there was a lot of pride in a state that doesn't produce a lot of people like that. I mean, who does anyway? Prince is a once-in-a-generation type performer anyway. But, yeah, being from Minnesota, it especially hit hard. I mean, music fans everywhere love him all across the world. But being from Minnesota is hard. And the other thing is I went to Chaska High School, which was just down the road from his first little modest purple home that he lived in, and then eventually in Chanhassen, which was the adjacent city to where I lived. Then he built the giant compound that everyone's at right now, with Paisley Park Studios. But yeah, that was a rough one. That was definitely a rough one, especially if you're from Minnesota. You really get the Prince phenomenon.
How often did you go to the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater?
I wonder, MJP, if we crossed paths and didn't even know it, because I saw Fiddler on the Roof there. Absolutely, the Chan Hassan Dinner Theater. That's incredible. Never thought I would hear that.
I never thought I would talk about it.
It is very cool that he would come back there, make it his home, because, I mean, there's a reason they say feeling Minnesota. You know, that's what, you know, people usually flee from there. I mean, Todd lives in California, right? I mean, there's a reason for that. But moving on a little bit here, one thing I really appreciate about Todd when he is here at Keeneland on social media is he gives shout outs to the local businesses that he frequents throughout here. Like, he gave a shout out to Cycle U, which I've known the people that own that place for 20 years, and gave a shout out to Sagano, the sushi place. And so, Todd, we appreciate it. We appreciate the love. We feel the love from you when you're in town.
Well, I appreciate the platform to say this to the people of Lexington who are listening right now. Thank you. You've essentially made this my second home. And so while I live in Los Angeles, whenever I come here every spring, every fall for the Keeneland meet, or sometimes hopefully in between, I feel like a citizen here. The hospitality in Lexington is like none other anywhere I've been in the world, to be quite honest with you. And I know it's not just special to me just because I happen to work in horse racing and maybe people see our show. I know any visitor that comes to Lexington is going to be treated the right way. And so I love to tweet out places that I discover or places that I love to go back to, because this city deserves more people to come here and experience it. So if by me tweeting it out, someone decides to come to Lexington and experience it, that makes me feel good, because I want to give as much back to the community as I can in that way. And I know certainly from the time that I've been coming to Keeneland Racecourse and telling everybody it's my favorite racetrack anywhere in America, the most gratifying thing for me is when people come up at the track to our set and say, I came here because of you. You said it was so great. And I never hear anyone let down. They're always like, it's as good as you said and even better. So, yeah, that's why I love to tweet out my experiences in Lexington, because the people here are just quality people and have been so, so good to me now all these years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yesterday had to be awesome at Keeneland. It was one of those days.
Well, the thing, you look at that opening weekend, it's too bad. I mean, everybody knows that weather kind of dictates the attendance at Keeneland. Yeah. And obviously that opening weekend, it really hurt with how cold it was. But these last couple of Saturdays, and the last Saturday, obviously, of the meet yesterday, were phenomenal. And even the Sunday, you look back to Lexington Day last Saturday, the Sunday immediately after it was absolutely packed out there and enjoyable. And it was a lot to do with the weather, and it was kind of a late arriving crowd. I think a lot of people getting done at church and deciding they're going to come out. And yesterday was another phenomenal crowd. And there really is nothing like it. When the sun is shining, you don't have to deal with the weather. At Keeneland, there's no better place to be. And there's no other racetrack where you can have so many different experiences. If you want to be up on the hill and you know, be taken in a party atmosphere and still wagering, you can do that. If you want to be in the grandstand, you can do that. Anywhere on the grounds, it's magnificent.
Yeah, one of the things I used to do, I don't know if you can still do it, I haven't tried it, but I might, is on the back stretch, in the second turn, in that area right there, you could go and you could pay. It was kind of an unwritten thing. You could tip the guy, the parking attendant, and he was like, oh, yeah, you can go back there. And then you park, you pull out a grill and just sit there, and every 15 minutes go up to the rail as they come by, and you bet from your phone sitting there and tailgate and enjoy the whole day that way. And just that is phenomenal, too, to hear the roar of the crowd as they head home. I got chills just thinking about it. Plus, when you're over there in that corner, it is so quiet that all hear are the sounds of the jockeys and the horses. That's the only sound. It's just an awesome way to watch it.
There's so much hand-wringing in our sport about how do we market and how do we get people to experience horse racing and become hopefully lifelong fans, or at least consistent fans. But the greatest selling point to our sport is just experiencing up close. And Keeneland is a unique venue where you mentioned where you're able to go, and I mentioned a lot of the other areas you can go. You can absolutely get up close to the action, and I love how the backside is so accessible there too, the barn area. I can't tell you how many fans have come up and said, oh, I had a chance to meet Nyquist, who's going to be one of your favorites for the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
But that's because he's preparing here. And because of the way Keeneland's laid out, you can get up close to the magnificent equine athletes and the men and women who ride them. So that's how people become longtime fans of the sport, to see it up close. You can get – think about what you would have to pay to get tickets on the 50-yard line of an NFL game, or you get tickets behind home plate of a Major League Baseball game. At Keeneland, general admission can get you right up close to the action, and you can be as close as anyone who may have more money to get in a suite.
Yeah.
All right, switching to the Derby, Todd. You mentioned Nyquist is at Keeneland. He will be one of the favorites, certainly. You never really hear any trainers say, he's training so poorly, or I wish he was doing better leading up to the Derby. You never hear it. But Doug O'Neill seems to be really pleased with what Nyquist has done so far.
He is. And I'll be honest with you, following Doug O'Neill throughout the year, and we're based in California and he's based in California, everyone kind of makes fun of Doug because whenever you ask him how things are, he's like, good, 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 good. He's always so positive that you have to kind of take it in that context. But yeah, everything's gone wonderfully for Nyquist this spring. Since he's arrived to Keeneland, he had only one minor setback. He had an elevated temperature. He had to miss a scheduled work, but it was more precautionary than anything. I guess if you want to put an equivalent to it, it's like Steph Curry sitting out for the Golden State Warriors a couple of games. So he's gotten back on track. I haven't been overwhelmed with his workouts in the morning, but he's not a tremendous workout horse anyway. My concern is the way he threw his head around down the stretch in the Florida Derby, and he's kind of shown some of those same things in the mornings. But he's a very, very intelligent thoroughbred racehorse. And as I was talking to Gary Dornberg at the Corner Wine Store here in Lexington, who loves horse racing, and we were talking about what kind of favorite will he be in the Kentucky Derby, and Gary pointed out, well, people love ones in the past performances. And with Nyquist, he's undefeated. So you're going to see a lot of ones there, and he hasn't done anything wrong. And so he's a favorite for the Kentucky Derby, but I'm thinking he's more of a 5-1 favorite in the Kentucky Derby. And there's going to be some horse that will be the buzz of Derby week with their workouts that will probably take a lot of play. I hate knocking an undefeated horse, and I've underestimated Nyquist several times over his last few starts, but I'm probably going to take a stand against him again in the Derby just because I haven't really been into his workouts since the Florida Derby.
I have to say that I'm a little biased here because I spent some time at Gainesway Farm last week, and spectacular place. Just, my gosh, unreal. But I did a lot of talking to the guys out there, and they gave me Creator. They said, one of them said, go ahead and, jump on Creator for the Arkansas Derby. I'm telling you right now. And the other guy was, they had like a little friendly bet. One was saying Creator will do better than Cupid, and I think they had dinner on it. But anyway, I got to feel that the way these horses have performed for Tappet in these Derby preps, one of those horses is going to get a piece of this.
Well, there's two names out there when you want to talk about stallions and the years that they're having. Tappet is a preeminent sire globally, and he's phenomenal. But the rise of Uncle Mo has been remarkable. You will look through the field of the Kentucky Derby this year and see two prominent names, Tappet and Uncle Mo. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about the Uncle Mo progeny is that they've kind of exceeded their expectations with what they could do. Uncle Mo was a brilliant miler, but a mile and a quarter was a real question mark for him. And I think most would readily concede it just wasn't his distance. However, what we've seen in the Kentucky Derby, and this was said to me by a colleague a number of years ago, because everyone talks about, well, who will get the distance? And someone pointed out, well, they all get the distance, some faster than others. So the idea of pedigree sometimes has been lessened a little bit in modern thoroughbred racing. So the Uncle Mo's are overachieving in some ways, and they're just really precocious and early developers, and they'll still probably be a factor, even though his sire was not great at the distance they're facing of a mile and a quarter. But to your point about Creator, he won the Arkansas Derby with his typical running style, which is from far back. He runs his races upside down. It's not unusual for him to literally get 20 lengths back. Elliot Walden, who is the president, CEO, and racing manager of Windstar Farm, who races Creator, when I talked to him opening week at Keeneland, I said, for Windstar, because Windstar has a lot of connections as breeders of horses, but obviously they still race, and they race Creator. And I asked him, I said, which horse are you kind of looking at this spring as your big horse? And he said, we really have high hopes for Creator. which was nice to know ahead of time since he ended up winning the Arkansas Derby at 11-1. I had a chance to talk to Elliot in the follow-up about the Arkansas Derby yesterday, and his big concern this year in the Kentucky Derby is the pace of the race. I'm never opposed to playing a deep closer in the Kentucky Derby. I have no problem with that because usually there's a really fast pace early on. But Elliot's big concern for Creator is that this year it doesn't look like there's a blazing pace in a horse who doesn't necessarily have to be on the lead, but is maybe a stalker, might have a big advantage. But, yeah, Creator's running style might put him up against it in this year's Kentucky Derby.
So, Todd, if you've got a horse or two that maybe nobody's talking about kind of down at the end of the field, first of all, I would hope my man Sam is one of them. any little tips on a horse that you like that maybe nobody's really talking about?
Well, both of you know your game very well. The fact that you know my man Sam is a logical contender coming to the Kentucky Derby is great. Now, obviously, he was second in our local race here, the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes. And Brody's Cause deserves credit with the win that he had that day. But my man Sam broke from post position 14 and made a race of it to be second. So I think you have a good horse there who's not coming off a win. And that's the thing. In the Kentucky Derby, don't get caught up on the horses who won their prep races. A good example, Gunrunner was dominant in the Louisiana Derby, and I do think he's an obvious contender for the Kentucky Derby. But if you go back and watch the replay, the fourth place finisher, Mo Tom, had the most dreadful trip, and it actually became a point of controversy out of the Kentucky Derby prep season. First of all, Mo Tom and Tom's Ready are both owned by GMB Racing, which is Tom and Gail Benson, who own the New Orleans Saints. So there's a great NFL connection there. But Mo Tom was ridden by Corey Lannery and was expected to run better than his stablemate, or even though he's with a different trainer, Dallas Stewart, Mo Tom is trained by Tom Amos. He was expected to outrun Tom's Ready, also owned by GMB Racing. Instead, he had a dreadful trip, got stopped at the rail. Corey Lannery was aboard. And then Tom Amos, the trainer of Mo Tom, had one of those moments that happens these days. You always have to remember, in the age of social media, there's a camera on you everywhere.
Yeah.
But he had an epic meltdown with his rider afterwards over the ride. So over these last few weeks, the question would be, would Corey Lannery ride Mo Tom back? Ultimately, after much debate amongst the team, Corey Lannery is going to ride Mo Tom back. And if you've been watching the last part of this Keeneland Spring Meet, Corey Lannery is on his game right now. And Corey Lannery knows Churchill Downs just about as well as any jockey out there. So if you're looking for kind of an also-ran coming in out of a Triple Crown prep season here, Mo Tom's fourth place finish in the Louisiana Derby is definitely worth going to look at. I obviously know trainer Tom Amos. He works with us on TVG, and he feels this is his biggest shot ever to win the Kentucky Derby. And he said he's never trained a horse with a late closing kick like he has. But therein lies the rub. Mo Tom is a closer like Creator. I think he can be a little bit closer than Creator, but he's got an eighth of a mile burst that you really have to time the right way. And hopefully he won't get trapped like he was in the Louisiana Derby.
I'm hoping that, Mo Heyman's Florida Derby just makes everyone, makes the handicapper put him at great odds, because Mo Heyman is one that, unbeaten until that last race. And it was very hot and warm down there, and comes back to Kentucky and you hear that he's training well because of the weather's a lot cooler. It's kind of like Oscar nominated for the Ramseys. That horse, they didn't think highly enough of him to nominate him for the Triple Crown, but he comes back to Kentucky from being in Florida, and like, boom, the weather just fits him right. But another guy you mentioned Dallas Stewart. He's a guy who shows up big in these Triple Crown races and unsuspectingly.
Yeah, no, he's the guy you can point to as having the second place finisher behind the great horse that either wins the Kentucky Derby or the Preakness, and that's kind of been his MO. But with Dallas Stewart, he's also a guy who can pull off shocking upsets, as he's done that before in the Kentucky Oaks. So you shouldn't really underestimate a horse like Tom's Ready. To your point of Mo Heyman, it is always phenomenal to me. It happens in every other sport, and you guys cover this on a daily basis outside of horse racing. A team loses one game. A player loses one match after a long winning streak, and then everybody starts to ask what's wrong, despite they were great for this long stretch of period. Mo Heyman is that horse. He was literally everyone's number one prospect for the Kentucky Derby until he flopped in the Florida Derby. And just like people, horses have off days, they have off performances. And as you pointed out, it was difficult weather down there. You would think he'd have the advantage being a local horse essentially stabled down there during the winter, but it worked against him. And ultimately, he just was not the same horse. Now, there is the possibility we all overestimated him. I spend a lot of time admitting I was wrong about something when it comes to horse racing. It's the nature of the sport. But Mohamed, if he were to be a ridiculous price of 10 to 15 to 1, that's pretty astonishing for a horse that a little over a month ago was expected to be the favorite for the Kentucky Derby. I will say this, he's been working really well since coming to Kentucky, and so I don't think his price is going to drift up to 10 to 1. He actually might be underlaid, all things considered, but there is a horse that absolutely has the ability. The question is he going to get the luck he needs? Is he going to bring his performance just a little less than 2 weeks from now?
Todd Schrupp from TVG, you are the man. We love having you on. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your time in Lexington before you head over to Louisville.
Looking forward to it, and thanks again for all the hospitality here to everyone who might be listening out there, and thank you to both of you for letting me come on the show again. So always appreciate it. And MJP, yeah, it's nice. It was cathartic to be able to talk about Prince Rogers Nelson. Going to miss him greatly.
Absolutely, absolutely. One of the greatest ever. So thank you, Todd.
Take care.
Todd Schrupp from TVG on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. We'll take your calls, 381-1313, after this.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough.
Come into the Arctic Cat 0% Financing Sales event at MLS Power Sports in Georgetown. You'll get 0% financing on non-current year ATVs and side-by-sides. Arctic Cat, share the passion.
Financing subject credit approval. Not all applicants will qualify. $50 document fee may be required. Void where prohibited. Offer subject to change without notice. We recommend all ROV operators be at least 16 years old and have a valid driver's license. Only ride an ATV that is right for your age. Supervised riders younger than 16. ATVs are only recommended for users over 12 years old, and all riders should take a training course. See your dealer for safety or training information.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very meticulous, and I've been really, really pleased with his work. I think that he is a maestro.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166.
Fantastic job.
Isn't your yard worth a Blue Ribbon?
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's fun times here on Sunday mornings. I have to tell it. We got to share this stuff. We got to tell it. It's just too funny. So our kid Josh over here, he said he heard Mary Jo. He said twice now, coming out of the commercial break back to the show, he has said, 30 seconds, whatever, gives us our time cues, and then he goes, coming in hot. So the first time I didn't say anything, and then he just did it again, like, coming in hot. I'm like, Josh, what do you mean? Did you hear that this weekend or something? That's a phrase you now like? I mean, because we're not coming in hot at all. Coming in hot is, rolling in 10 minutes late on two wheels. That's coming in hot. This is just normal operating procedure. Like, the music goes fine. The commercials go fine. 10 seconds, guys. You turn the mics on, they work.
In all fairness, I've said coming in hot a couple of times.
Yes.
To Josh.
I like the way you like the way Mary Jo says it better, yeah. So I said to Josh, an example of coming in hot, Josh, would be that you can't get the song that you wanted to play fast enough.
So it's just, you're up, you're on.
And then all of a sudden, Dolly Parton's Winter Wonderland plays in July. which has happened.
That's
coming in hot.
So you have, in fact, come in hot before, Josh.
Yes, you have.
that was a great day.
Yeah. So how do you do the Derby? Do you go to a party? Go to Keeneland this year? What are you going
to
do?
Probably go to Keeneland, yes. So much fun. Last year was the first time I'd ever done it. It was a blast. Well, no, I take that back. I did the year before as well. Two years ago, yeah, was my bachelorette party, Derby Day at Keeneland.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's a good one.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. And it ended, as all great evenings should, at Shinaway Pub.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yes. Shinaway Pub. Josh is looking at us like, huh?
Definitely one of my favorites.
Yeah, I go way back with Shinaway Pub. My gosh. 90s. There was at Fox back then. This tells you how long I've been at Fox. This is my third term at Fox. But when you work somewhere and you've got a group of people that are like very similarly aged and single, then it becomes a crew. And so we kind of had
work
a crew.
Late, yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about A1A yesterday. That was where our crew went all the time.
Well, our crew went to Shinaway. That was like, count on it. Write it down. That's where we were. And karaoke-ing it up. And so it was just so cool at Shinaway of the mix. So you would have like people who were like in our mid to late 20s professionals. Mm-hmm. And then you would have the college kids. And then you would have the 40-somethings.
The regulars.
Yeah. And then people from that neighborhood. And so it was such a eclectic mix. I haven't been out there in a while. I think the last time I went, I actually saw you there.
Yeah.
That was been a while, but I don't know if that wasn't the bachelor party.
No, I don't think so.
Because John was there. Yeah.
But there was a guy there that was always there named Ernie.
Yes.
And Ernie passed away, I don't know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, something like that.
I didn't realize that.
And so I had put on Twitter, so sad that Ernie from Shinaway Pub passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And his daughters actually reached out to me.
Wow.
And sent me the program from his funeral.
Wow.
Yeah. So like that's what makes it fun. There's so few bars anymore that are just kind of neighborhood places.
Yeah.
Where you know everybody in there. Mm-hmm. And it's always the same group. So that was fun. I love that place.
You can tell it was important to him. Like, I can remember him back in the day, always a cool cat. You're talking about the guy at the door, right?
Yeah.
Ernie at the front door, yeah. Always a cool cat, fun to talk to. And so then I hadn't been. I don't know. I moved away, went to another state, came back, hadn't been, whatever. So 10 years passed or something. I go back, there he is.
Yeah.
And then maybe another 10 years passed. I go back. And he was there. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Still, so you knew it was important to him. It was a place that.
Yeah, that's where his friends were.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So.
Very
yeah,
neat.
Very
but you're right.
Place.
There's very few of those places like that around where the neighborhood place. Where you're from in Minnesota and up in that area, those places are all over. That's like it's kind of a staple. There's a neighborhood and there's a bar on the corner in
it.
Yeah. There's nothing else around.
With a Pabst sign.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, you'll just be going through street after street of nothing but suburban houses, and then all of a sudden, on the corner, there's a bar, and that's it. There's no Speedway sitting there or whatever. There's just that bar, and then next block, it's more houses. Those are kind of cool, places like that. All right, we're going to take another break. We'll take your calls, 381-1313. We can talk football, basketball, whatever you want to do. But in 15 minutes, we'll talk to Josh Moore, who covers high school sports for the Lexington Herald Leader. And we'll talk to him here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Captain and Long Beach together. Now you know you in trouble because ain't nothing but
the Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS.
check out the Arctic Cat 0% financing event going on now at MLS Power Sports. You can get a new 2017 HDX Cruise side-by-side for 0% financing. It's the 0% financing sales event at MLS Power Sports in Georgetown. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Financing subject to credit approval. Not all applicants will apply. $50 document fee may be required. Void or prohibited. Offer subject to change without notice. Recommend all ROV operators be at least 16 years old and have a valid driver's license. Arctic Cat also recommends that all riders take a safety training course.
Ride victoriously.
First of all, ride victoriously.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I might have to put this one top five.
Yeah.
I really like this one.
But I cannot hear this without thinking about Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Singing it in the bathtub.
Because
that's such an iconic movie for me.
Right. Yeah, I remember that, but
every little girl dreams about being a prostitute and then meeting a millionaire. I don't know why I said that was such an iconic film for me personally. It really touched me deep. but I loved that movie, so I always associate the two together.
When I hear that song, I just see his face and those moves, him just doing those moves and stuff. It was such a good song. Such a good song.
So when we have Josh Moore from the Herald Leader on coming up in a few minutes, I just want our listeners to be prepared. So I need you to go to his Twitter at HL Preps.
Yes.
Because you will need a visual aid with our first couple of questions for him.
Absolutely. Yes, it was prom night. A lot of places, a lot of towns had their high schools had their proms last night. And he said, send me your pictures of, you know, your ride for the prom. And like a couple years ago, Jacob Hyde but you know what I'm talking about. From Clay County, the football player for UK.
Yes.
He was in a baby blue suit and riding a riding mower, like a big dick riding mower to prom. So Josh tweets out a photo that says, any of you gone in a big rig? And so then you look at the photo and it's this semi-truck behind him. And then you get to looking closer and you're like, oh my gosh, that's Josh, who does not have
long flowing hair.
No, he does not look like the lead singer of Alabama. Today he looks more like a sports writer. You know, you would think looks. So we got to talk about that with
you
Josh.
You can't not talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. My prom, did you go in like a limo or anything for prom?
No, never did. Did a limo. No. Actually, my senior, this is so embarrassing, but my senior year prom date was a blind date from another school. Mm. I'd never met him before.
Oh, that's tough. That is tough.
Was it a good day? Yeah, I mean, we had fun. Yeah, I guess. I had fun with my friends.
I had an opportunity similar to that. It wasn't a blind date, but just knew her like once, you know? And she wanted me to go to prom, and I went to Williamsburg High School, little bitty. I had like, 50 or 60 of us in our class. That's just it. She went to Whitley County, which is a larger high school, and she wanted me to go. I know nobody at Whitley County, like absolutely nobody there. Maybe a few people, just two or three or whatever, you know? So I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. And I wish, in retrospect, that I would have been nice enough to say, yes, I'll go with you to prom. I don't know what happened if she went or whatever. But it was funny. I was working in Williamsburg some two or three years later and saw her, and she was smoking. She was like... She had gotten so much better looking than she had been when she was a senior in high school. And then I was like, oh, my God, did you still want to, like, do something? And she just, now she's strutting, you know. You lost that chance.
Did you still want to do something?
Yeah. I'm working at Radio Shack. Hey, I can, you know, hook you up with a phone. Cordless. Our prom, though, from Williamsburg was at Cumberland Falls Lodge. So okay. you would drive out to Cumberland Falls and have it in their lodge there. So Williamsburg is a very small town. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everyone knows when prom is, right? Like the whole town knows when the prom is for Williamsburg High School. So me and several of my buddies rent a room at the Williamsburg Motel. We're 17, 18
Sounds
years
classy.
Old. Yeah. 17, 18 years old. Trying to rent a room under fake names. As if we're like, you know, older and not in high school.
But still in tuxedos.
Yeah.
And in Williamsburg.
When we rented ahead of time.
Oh, okay.
Earlier in the day. Prepping for the night. I think we have three or four rooms that we all wind up getting together. As if we're fooling Williamsburg Motel's front desk. Like all of a sudden, this particular night, there's like four or five high school kids that want rooms all together. They won't be doing anything they shouldn't be doing. Williamsburg is a Whitley County, dry county, so no alcohol. So you have to go to Jellicoe to buy it, or buy it illegally from a bootlegger. So we got it from Jellicoe, filled the bathtub with beer and ice, and had all this stuff prepped and ready to go so that when prom was over, we go back to Williamsburg Motel and party down. We roll up. There's nothing but cop cars everywhere. They've got the place surrounded like, oh, that's our room right there. State police vehicles sitting there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. We're not going to the room. That's not happening.
No,
that's
probably not.
No. That beer, we're not getting that beer back. We can't go up and ask. Hey, I know we can't stay, but, you know, could we at least have our beer? So then a girl that I went to school with, her stepdad is one of those state police officers there. And turns out the particular beer we bought, it wasn't like Miller or Bud or something. For whatever reason, we were trying something new and cool called Colder's 29 or something that came out. And so this girl tells us that her dad's refrigerator is stocked with this Colder's 29 that, you know, mysteriously showed up after prom night. But I should make sure I'm not promoting underage drinking, because we did not.
You didn't?
No, it was confiscated. But it just so happened that the superintendent of Whitley County Schools, I saw a tweet from him yesterday that was like, please make good decisions and, you know, everybody keep us in your thoughts tonight because it's prom night in Whitley County and let's just hope all these kids get home safe and make good decisions and all that, which just made me think back to the bad decisions.
Yeah.
Yes, because there are plenty of those on prom night. There's no doubt about it. So it's a wonderful time of year, though, spring and prom and those memories. It's a good time. Enjoy prom.
Yep.
And we'll talk to the guy who went to his in a semi-truck next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We've all seen stories of conflict that ended with peace. We've seen stories of hunger end in abundance. We've seen stories of sickness end in healing. We see stories of fear, despair, and poverty, but they can end with courage, hope, and love. With you. Together, with God's love, we are greater than hardship in the world. When we're united, we can overcome adversity and make a lasting difference for those who need it most. Be a part of writing a story that's greater than poverty and help communities give children hope for a brighter future. Learn how at worldvision.org.
I'm a firefighter.
A teacher.
I'm a farmer.
I'm a barber.
A waitress.
A mom.
We're all part of your community. Every day we move in and out of each other's busy lives.
It's easy to take for granted all the little moments that make up our everyday.
Some are good,
others not so much.
But that's life.
It's when you experience a moment of uncertainty.
Something or someone's behavior that doesn't seem quite right.
These are the moments to take a pause.
Because if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not.
It's not about paranoia.
Or being afraid.
It's about standing up and protecting our communities.
One detail at a time.
Because a lot of little details can become a pattern.
We trust our instincts.
Just like you should.
Because only you know what's not supposed to be in your everyday.
So protect your everyday.
If you see something suspicious, say something to local authorities.
Treat your clothes like royalty by treating them to Emperor's Cleaners. With over 40 years of experience, Emperor's Cleaners has everything your clothes need. Fine clothiers even recommended Emperor's for brands like St. John's Knits. They specialize in same-day service. Bring in your shirts by 9 a.m., they'll be done the same day. Emperor's Cleaners is a family-run business, ensuring top-quality service. Located on Richmond Road in the Eidelauer Plaza, Emperor's Cleaners will treat you and your clothes like royalty.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very faithful and efficient and pays attention to detail, and I like that. I would describe his work as immaculate.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166. Isn't your yard worth a Blue Ribbon?
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Things heated up a little more for the Thunder and Mavericks as their first-round NBA playoff series resumed with game number 4. Oklahoma City's Kevin Durant ejected after a flagrant 2 for hitting Dallas's Justin Anderson. Russell Westbrook part of a shouting match in front of his bench. Serge Ibaka drew a technical foul for throwing an elbow in the final seconds, with the Thunder's 119-108 victory already decided. Oklahoma City leads Dallas 3-1. The Blazers needed Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum to step up if they were going to get back into their series with the Clippers. They did just that. 32 points for Lillard, 27 for McCollum. Portland beat Los Angeles 96-88. Blazers down 2-1. Hornets snapped a 12-game postseason losing streak, topped the Heat 96-80. Miami's lead 2-1. Warriors do expect point guard Steph Curry to return from an ankle injury and play in game 4 today versus the Rockets. 2:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio, 3:30 Eastern on ABC. The defending Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks staved off elimination for a second consecutive game, rallied from a 3-1 deficit, scored five unanswered goals, defeated the Blues 6-3, forced a Game 7. Ducks won their third straight versus the Predators 5-2 to take a 3-2 series lead. John Jones won the interim title at UFC 197 with a unanimous decision over Ovince St. Preux. Baseball, that's took care of the Braves 7-2. Neil Walker as Drubal Cabrera both went deep. New York has hit 23 home runs its last eight games. Giants over the Marlins 7-2. Giancarlo Stanton 0-4 in the loss. He's 0-12 with seven strikeouts over his last three games.
The NFL Draft. Any pick, any position, any round. The future is now. Round one begins Thursday at 7 Eastern, followed by rounds two and three Friday at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio.
Mary, how does my day look?
Busier than a one-toothed man in a corn on the cob eating contest.
Read incoming text.
From your boss. The entire office is a mess. Need you to hire a full-time cleaning service.
Respond with, I will take care of it.
Done. Oh, that reminds me. Your mother-in-law is coming over for dinner tonight.
Seriously?
Unfortunately, yes. I found four assassination companies near you. Would you like me to contact one?
Well, no. The house is a wreck.
Sounds like you need a cleaning service.
Yes. Contact a cleaning service for the home and office.
Would you like me to call Details Cleaning Service at 859-221-5771 or go to their website at detailscleaningservice.net?
Call Details Cleaning Service.
Call us today at 859-221-5771 or visit us online at detailscleaningservice.net.
You'll thank me later. No one ever thanks me. Get me this. Get me that.
When tragedy strikes Kentucky law enforcement officers and their families, you can help by displaying a law enforcement memorial license plate on your car or donating online. Log on to the memorial website at klemf.org today. Proceeds go directly to the families of officers killed in the line of duty and provide college scholarships for their children. Sponsored by the Kentucky Law Enforcement Memorial Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Kentucky Broadcasters Association and this station. Visit and donate at klemf.org today.
McLean in Nicholasville is having a job fair for warehouse positions starting at $13 per hour. Stop by 1040 Baker Lane in Nicholasville Saturday, April 30th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to apply and interview for steady full-time positions with full benefits, including medical, dental, and vision. McLean is offering warehouse positions starting at $13 an hour with full benefits. Stop by their job fair, 1040 Baker Lane in Nicholasville on Saturday, April 30th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. to apply and interview.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I worry that people who want us to stand up for them against bully insurance companies are afraid to ask for our help because they think they can't afford us. Let me put your mind at ease. Here's what no recovery, no fee means at our firm. First, your initial consultation is absolutely free. Next, we understand that most people don't have the money to pay hourly attorney's fees. And the insurance industry has unlimited monies. So you only pay us a percentage of your recovery when we win. Finally, there are expenses in working a case up, like accident reconstruction, investigators, court filing fees, and so on. We advance these costs as well. If we make no recovery, you don't owe these either. You need a firm with deep pockets to fight the insurance companies toe-to-toe. You will never owe us one penny unless we win. Visit ForThePeople.com for more information. No charge there either. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at DReefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Well, we're going to talk to Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader. He covers high school sports there for him and has done a great job with it.
Yes.
He may be going into his second complete season, I think. Josh, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing all right. So I was just thinking about this. So are you about to complete your first full season, like high school season? At the Herald Leader?
I am. I started in June. The first thing I covered actually was the Kentucky Indiana the basketball series. I covered the girls' game, and that'll probably be the last thing I do before I take a little bit of a vacation. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's been a month and a half from now.
So how has it been? Just your overall impression of your first full year, sports year, I guess you would call it, covering sports in Kentucky, high school sports.
Oh, it's been awesome. It's you can't. The one thing I know about Kentucky, just growing up, it's full of awesome people, and that's manifested itself in the coaches that I've interacted with, and the people that I've got to share stories about. I'll say this: there's nowhere else in the nation I'd rather be covering high school sports. I know, that seems crazy, not having really ever left the state, never lived outside the state, but it's my home, and it's where I want to be, and it's a lot of fun.
Where did you grow up, Josh?
I'm from Inez, Eastern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I went to high school at Sheldon Clark, which it may or may not exist in a few years. I think they're trying to build a new high school out there. So,
what's the word, Josh? Is it going to? I'm sorry, Josh on the phone. Our producer's name is also Josh, and that phone was sounding a little. It sounds all right now, right? Yeah. So speaking of Inez and Sheldon Clark, just a few years back here, you went to prom. It was prom night everywhere last night, and you tweeted out that picture of the big rig. Who's gone to prom in a big rig? And I thought, well, that must be a high school kid that he's tweeting out, and some kid that he covers or something. No, it's Josh.
we've got to hear the story behind this.
Yes, we have to hear the story.
Yeah, so my whole family, I grew up there all in the trucking industry, coal trucks, obviously coal, big thing out in Appalachia.
Yeah.
And that particular truck, one of my uncles, he actually recently passed away. He owned that particular rig, and so I spent that morning, me and my best friend Heath, we sat and washed that truck that morning and took it to prom, because it just been used for a job, like 2 days before. So we sat, washed it, and
cleaned it up. Yeah.
And made it presentable for my beautiful date, and she was naive enough to agree to my crazy request, but it worked out good. It was fun. I don't think anyone topped it that year at Sheldon Clark, at least.
Well, the infamous back seat in high school, the big rig's got a different twist on that. It's a pretty good back seat to have to go to prom.
But yeah, you don't have to get far to be comfortable.
Now the big rig is one thing. The hair.
Yeah.
Is quite another. So
yes.
you were sporting some long locks, and then also what appear to be saddle shoes.
Yeah, I don't remember much about the shoes. I do know that we didn't. I don't think we returned them. I think they're still in one of my mom's totes somewhere. The hair, yeah, I grew it that way. It was probably towards the end of my junior year, going into my senior year. I just decided I wanted to wear it long, and I wore it that way all the way up until April 2012. I told my when UK started playing in the tournament that year, I told my friends that, if we win this thing, I'm going to – and I was in college at the time at UK, and I told my friends I'd shave it all off if we won. And, Anthony Davis goes and wins it for us, and we shaved it the next night.
That is awesome.
I got to know, what was the inspiration? What kind of music were you listening to back then when the hair was long?
I've had people say that, ask about that, if I'm with a metalhead or anything. I've actually always just been a real big country music fan, and still am, so I guess. I guess I was, as Willie Nelson, I guess, was the inspiration.
Yeah. Now, when I had long hair, it was, the inspiration was like, Chris Cornell of Soundgarden, or maybe Kurt Cobain or something. I don't know. That's what I was listening to. It wasn't, it definitely wasn't Keith Urban that was, giving me the motivation.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to much Keith Urban. It was a lot of,
you know, early 90s, you know, the stuff my mom loved, George Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Merle Haggard.
Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff right there. That is the good stuff. We should probably talk high school sports since that's, you know, what we have Josh on here for. But All-State basketball nominations are this week from the Associated Press. Now, both the Lexington Herald Leader and the Louisville Courier Journal have already put out their high school basketball All-State teams. But it seems that this stuff comes awfully late. What do you make of that? Do you know the reason behind that?
I couldn't begin to tell you the reason. I mean, I know the AP, I mean, like every, you know, news organization, you can speak to this, Dan, they're everyone's short staff.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, around the country, and they're no different. So I guess it just whenever they can get to it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like I wish we could put ours out a little sooner. I mean, it was probably 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks after the season ended, and I thought that was too late. So this is
– yeah.
You know, by the time this rolls out, it's going to be the school's going to be almost over with. You know, so I think, but it'll be fun. I don't think it'll look much different from your, you know, the ones that we in the CJ have released. I think the difference there is obviously that comes from the coaches, and that's a lot of its turnout. We had, I think, we only had like 53 coaches return ballots on ours, and I don't know how many media are going to end up voting in this. I think, I mean, there are dozens of outlets who have votes, but not everyone votes in the poll. So,
right.
Or at least not every week. So
yeah.
We'll see how it kind of goes here. But I think, you know, between, you know, at least us in this market and in the Louisville market and some of your larger areas, I think you get a good sense. It's easier with basketball, I think, because we get to see a lot of these players. Football, I voted for a lot of players that I just based on what I'd heard.
You know, right.
I've not seen a lot of those football players, but I've probably seen all the good basketball players, or at least 90% of them, in the state this year. So I'd feel pretty good, a lot better voting for that than I do football.
Well, switching to football for a second, Scott County offensive lineman Brian Hudson, who is a freshman, has already picked up an offer from Kentucky and Mark Stoops. Can you kind of talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just from looking from the outside in, it looks like they're trying to go the Landon Young route again. And that worked out pretty good for them. You know, Landon blossomed into a terrific – I mean, I'm sure they saw his talent at the start, but he also, I mean, remained a great young man and became a five-star player. And, you know, that gamble paid off. And I guess the idea is the same thing might happen here with Brian. He's I got to see him at Tyson Gay Invitational, actually, over the weekend. He, you know, he's 6'4", 260, you know, he's, you know, really, you know, seems pretty quick for his size, you know, has that baby face going on a little bit still.
He's only, what, 15 years old?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he's going to mature, you know, and that's what I talked to Coach McKee earlier, later in the week. He, you know, mentioned that he's still going to, you know, still got to grow a little bit. So we'll see what he becomes. But, you know, Scott County's got a great program up there, obviously. Everyone, you know, the only 6A team that's won a state title, you know, outside of Louisville. I think they're going to have some success, and that's only going to increase his exposure and get him some more offers probably, and we'll see where that ends up. But it can't hurt UK having, you know, the first in there.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You'd have to think because Coach McKee, you know, obviously believes this kid's going to get a lot of offers in the years to come. But you kind of hope that being first means something.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, I've not spoken with Brian, and so I don't know what his, you know, if he grew up a UK fan, if he grew up a Louisville fan, or what, you know, who he's kind of rooted for in his history. But, you know, and that's the other thing, and that, I mean, you know, Lafayette, it's only a, you could throw a rock and hit UK.
Yeah.
Scott County's a little further, but it's not that much further.
No.
So no.
You can imagine they'll be at a, you know, they'll go to as many of his games as they can, you know, whatever's legal, what they can, you know, kind of be around and, you know, keep the heat on if they're really serious. And I can't imagine they're not serious if they're offering a kid when he's a freshman in high school. So.
We're talking with the Lexington Herald Leader's Josh Moore here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Another story you had this week on Kentucky.com. Dale Brown, the former UK basketball player,
Now the head coach at Eminence High School, that is the alma mater of my wife, by the way, up there in Henry County, which is, it's not too far from Shelbyville. If you're going 64 towards Louisville, pop off of Shelbyville, drive about 10 miles down a two-lane road, and there you are in Eminence. And so now Dale Brown is the coach there, which it's just so crazy. Roderick Rhodes at Cordia.
Yeah.
And now Dale Brown at Eminence. It's not like one of them's at Ballard and the other one's at Henry Clay. I mean, it's Eminence and Cordia. So yeah. Tell us what you learned from Dale Brown about why Eminence was a place that kind of called out to him.
Yeah, he spoke a lot about the culture there and the administration, how kind they were to him. He'd mentioned that he wanted to coach in Kentucky for a while now, and I guess, you know, I don't know what other opportunities he had heard about and reached out to before, but, you know, it worked out this year with Eminence, and you know, he's really excited about it. I'll say that. Eminence doesn't have much of a history as far as, you know, basketball is concerned. They've not, I think it was 1949 was the last time they made the state tournament, and that was only like the third time overall. You know, it's one of those small schools that, you know, you probably know a lot more than I do, Dan. I've never been to him, and I don't think I've ever stepped foot in Henry County, to be honest.
Well, and he Dale's one of those that had been at the college level, but just in the smaller ranks where you've got to be a fundraiser 90% of the time, and you don't get to spend all your time coaching or doing things that you want to do with your team because you've got to find a way to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, and I think that will actually, having that background is going to help him a lot there at Eminence, I think, because he'll have that fundraising background. So anything they need in that regard, he'll probably be able to put together. But yeah, he spoke a lot about how stressful that was and just how much it drained him to have to do that. And not so much having to do it, but not getting to see the fruits of it. You know, he'd have to raise money, and it goes just right into the general fund. It doesn't necessarily go to support his recruiting budget, get his, you know, players' equipment. I think here, I would imagine, he'll have a little bit more control over kind of where that goes, or at least have some more say in it. And he's going to have, you know, it's going to be exciting, I would think. I don't know how much they'll win, but he wants to play that Patino brand of basketball, and that's a style a lot of fans here like to watch, and you know, I think if nothing else, they're going to be fun.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of history. Lamont Sleet, it's a name that goes back a ways. He played, I believe he played for Murray State. I could be wrong on that, but he was like their best player to come out of there. Ed Berry, who played at UK, a walk-on in football, was Randall Cobb's roommate the entire time that they were at UK. And so I think Ed Berry and Randall Cobb are like best friends. And then Ed Berry's, I want to say dad, is maybe like the superintendent of schools for Eminence or whatever. But what they have done there at Eminence, they grew that school from like maybe 300 students to 1,500. And they've done some innovative things where with technology, where I think every student gets a computer or something like that. And I don't know, some things where they've made advances. They're growing. They're doing well. And that's a community that's supported well, too. So Bart Fleener, you know, the coach at Murray, uh-huh, and formerly the coach at Lexington Catholic before that, and he coached Brandon Stockton at Glasgow. He was once a coach there at Eminence in his younger days. So there you go. Quick little history on Eminence for you, since that's where
turns out Dan did know more about Eminence.
Well, my in-laws live there, so, you know, I'm there sometimes. Looking forward to this football season. I know baseball's going on right now, and we're going to have the Sweet 16 baseball tournament at Whittaker Bank Ballpark, which, by the way, is fantastic.
So fun, yeah,
that they switched it to what they do and do what they do now. Love that it's that way. But anyway, looking ahead to football, though, already, because here in August, coming up, we're going to be July, August, we're like, I'm writing some previews for the Cat's Paws football preview. Well, you got to do them now.
Yeah.
Like, they're due in May. I've got to have district previews on five different districts, you know, by the end of next month. So anyway, looking ahead to that, who are some of the contenders for Mr. Football that we'll be thinking of and talking about before the season begins?
Well, you know, and I may be wrong, I might have had a bad list, but I was looking at the past winners. I don't believe an offensive lineman's ever won Mr. Football, but the best player in the state, probably an offensive lineman. In Jedrick Wills at Lafayette.
Yeah.
I guess he should be considered. I don't see any reason why a lineman shouldn't be on that list, but I guess it's just, the stats or however, we look at that kind of stuff, it just puts them behind in our minds. Landon wasn't a candidate, I don't believe,
right?
This year. You've got, I think, Jake Johnson at Pulaski County will end up being at least as far as this area, I think maybe the favorite, because he's just had a great career overall, and that kind of factors in for a lot of people. He'll probably have a big senior season. We'll have to wait and see what happens with a new quarterback, but, he's talented enough. I don't see any reason why he can't continue to just set records.
Yeah, the receiver at Pulaski County, Jake Johnson, he has already set the record for career receptions and yards and touchdowns and all that stuff. So he's already the record holder there, but yeah.
Oh yeah, and that's obviously a good starting point as a senior.
Yeah,
trying to win Mr. Football. I think, I guess Walker Wood at Lafayette should also be. He'll end up putting together a strong season, I think, and especially if Lafayette can find their way back to the finals, he'll have as good a resume as anybody in the state.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's had back to back seasons of over 1,000 yards rushing and maybe more than 2,000 passing, I want to say,
yeah.
Or 1,500. I mean, he's really been dynamite.
He was one of the first names that came to my head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I think, he's – I guess the issue there is you have a lot of people who they really want to vote for people around the state. They try to keep it out of Lexington and Louisville when they can. And there's nothing – I mean, I get it. There's just more media outside of those areas voting. But, you have a – And the thing with Walker, too, that helps, though, he's obviously committed to UK.
That always helps.
Yes.
Yeah, no reason to think that won't carry into fall and him sign. But, you look at a guy like Cash Daniel. Obviously, he blew up over the summer. I don't think, if you'd asked me in May if Cash Daniel, this kid from Paintsville that no one's heard of, was going to be a Mr. Football candidate, I probably would have said, maybe he'll be a candidate, but he ain't going to win. and then in July he goes and blows up and signs with UK, and he's the favorite. So
yep.
A lot of this stuff, we're going to have a better picture come August of who the real guys are.
Yeah. Those are some good names, though. Lafayette will once again be really strong. Hey, Josh, we've kept you on here for – probably 10 minutes longer than we're supposed to. I think we're supposed to take breaks in radio and pay for the bills. But thanks for hanging out with us and coming on and talking about your long hair, your big rig, and prom night.
Yeah, I think my hair grew out a little longer while we were talking.
Hey, thanks, Josh. We really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Hey, thank you, Dan and Mary Jo. You do the same.
All right.
Josh Moore from the Lexington Herald Leader. You can follow him at HLPreps on Twitter. And, of course, you can read his stuff on Kentucky.com. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Charlie's got to go watch.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Texter writes in, we have round ball playoffs underway, and Dan is nerding out over dumb baseball stats. Terrible show, you obese bag of flatulence. I'm going to watch some round ball in the association. That deserves you being clotheslined by strangers. No jury would convict.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata, and as a kid, I loved going to summer camp. It was so much fun, making friends, being outdoors, singing songs around the campfire, eating s'mores. But when I broke my neck as a teenager, summer camp seemed like a thing of the past. The truth is, back in the 70s, there were no such things as accessible camps or camps for special needs. But times have changed, and that's a good thing. Today, there are specialty camps designed for nearly every disability, and some camps are even geared toward the entire family, with additional programs for siblings and parents. Whatever the case, if you are the parent of a child with a disability, there are fun and exciting camp opportunities for you and your child. So, to learn more about disability-friendly camps and gain helpful tips on planning your child's trip to summer camp, visit disabilitycampaign.org.
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
Lextran has expanded weekend service to Keeneland. Convenient, safe, and drop-off right out front without having to worry about parking. Visit Lextran.com/Keeneland or call 253-INFO.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I do love some Guns N' Roses. There's no doubt about it. Sunday morning at 10:30. Welcome to the jungle. Axl Rose screaming at the top of his lungs. Probably not. Right up there with Black Sabbath selections of yours, Josh. Could have gone with Prince. What did we go? We went out with what? Kathy Mattea and 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses, and then we come back in with Welcome to the Jungle.
The 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses, though, is about perfect for Josh Moore after seeing that picture. Yes. That was his prom night.
Yes.
18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses.
Yeah. Is that Kathy Mattea? Do I have that right? Who sings that? You played it. 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses. It is, yeah. How about that? Pulling out some Kathy Mattea on you. So yesterday we had Cheryl Truman on from the Lexington Herald Leader, and remember we were talking about Maria's? And
yes. Did you go?
I did. Went over there. And it's in the former place that Willie's locally known is in, you know, the Thorntons on North Broadway, across the street from that. It used to be Buffalo and Dad's. So, and we go back to when it was Buffalo and Dad's. How long ago was that? That's been a while,
it's
right?
It's been a while. 10 years?
Yeah. So when you walk in to Maria's, it looks like Willie's locally known. Like all the wood stuff. Like they haven't done anything in that regard. And so then all along the walls, everything hanging up in there looks to me to be from Buffalo and Dad's that Willie's locally known kept, that Maria's is also kept. So I'm not kidding you. On the wall, framed, like Morgan Tires is over there, okay? So that's one of their neighbors. That's a neighboring business, Morgan Tires. So framed on the wall in Maria's kitchen is a memo, organizational memo from General Tires Company, listing the Big Ten, the top 10 sales guys for the country. And the three big names include Bill Morgan of Morgan Tires. And it's framed. So it's a big deal for Bill Morgan of Morgan Tires to be listed among the top three in sales in the country. And because his neighbor, where he eats lunch probably every day, is Buffalo and Dad's, they say, give it to us, we'll frame it and put it on our wall. They do, and it's still there. How cool is that?
That is cool.
Then you've got all these like horse pictures from, you know, because Buffalo and Dad's was known for kind of thoroughbred theme. So you still have all these horse pictures, and then you know those bar mirrors? You know what I'm talking about? Like see a Budweiser mirror with the Clydesdales across it or whatever. So there's like a couple of Kentucky Tavern mirrors, bourbon mirrors that are in there. Just all this stuff that does not belong in Maria's kitchen. It doesn't fit.
It just doesn't fit.
Right. So after looking around for a while, I was like, well, I've got to get up and go investigate and look at what's on these photos, what's on these pictures. And I saw that one. And then there's just some other very interesting stuff in there.
But, meanwhile, how was the food?
Yes. So now to the food. So if you think about a place where you go in to eat, like a restaurant, when you go sit down, you think of it that way versus a food truck. Well, it's still like a food truck, basically. Like the pricing. A burrito, $3, $3.25. A taco, $1.75. Like the prices are comparable to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
For a burrito made on a homemade flour tortilla that Maria makes there, and it comes out fresh and hot, and you get, So, I had a chef tell me, a chef that's been on the Food Network, tell me that at Maria's, they make the flour tortilla like the real way, the way that they would make them back home in Mexico. And it includes using lard to make the flour tortilla. Yes, I mean, so it has that flavor on it. It's not this it's not Ortega.
Not just a vessel.
Yes.
There's actual flavor in it.
Yes, and care. And so when that thing comes out and filled with this barbacoa, which is shredded beef and, you know, spices and stuff that's just kind of like barbecue. There's a little bit more fat to it, so it's got, you know, something going on there, and just cilantro and onions. Wrapped in a shell with bottles of hot sauce of the green or the red or the mild. And so that's yummy. And that's $3.25 for that. And then I had the beef tongue taco.
Ugh,
that sounds horrible,
just
right?
Can't do it.
I'm telling you, just commit. Don't think about it. Put it out of your mind. And once you take one bite of that, you're like, oh, my God. It is the most tender, tasty.
I don't know.
Well, it doesn't look anything like you're thinking. You know, I mean, it's just like shredded beef, really.
Okay.
It's just like pieces.
Like
it looks like beef. I mean, it looks, I guarantee you, what Taco Bell serves is it's not as bad as, I'm just telling you. You're taking a bigger risk there than getting beef tongue tacos from Maria's Kitchen. Awesome. Just awesome. Yeah. And they're just like the food truck tacos, where it's just a like a corn tortilla, smaller one, and just meat, cilantro, onions. That's it. And you put the sauce on it. So it's outstanding. So basically, I ate, my son ate, and my other son ate for less than $15.
You can't beat that.
Yeah.
No.
Like I said, you go to a fast food Mexican-themed fast food restaurant, and you're paying about the same. But there at Maria's, she's making it. So it was a great place. I will go back again and again. I'm telling you, didn't try any of the dessert, though. Didn't try the three milks cake.
Oh, tres leches.
Yes.
So good. So good.
I have never had it, and I was...
Oh, really?
And we went there, and then we needed to do some running, and I'm not about to eat a big old... I'm not about to eat anything heavy after the burrito and the taco. You know, nothing more than that. We got to move, you know, so. Joe from Paris, one of our old friends on the show.
Yes,
good morning, Joe. How's it going?
Good morning. Since, you know, we all miss Prince, you know. I mean, all of my kids were born, like, from 78 to 86, so every one of them just loved Prince, and so did I.
I went
to see him a couple of different times. Man, it was just... And a lot of people forget he was a phenomenal guitar player.
Yes.
The guy was great. But my story is, and my youngest daughter is named Nikki.
And I know where this is going,
yeah. Yeah, and we told her she was named after Nikki on the Young and the Restless for years.
Oh, yeah.
She's still on there.
So every time Darla Nikki would come on, I wouldn't let her listen to it. One time, about 17, she says, "Dad, you don't have to skip the song. I know it's dirty." And I said, "Do you know you was really named after that song?" And then she would talk to me for 3 days.
Oh.
What a great story.
Yeah, she says, "I can't believe it. You lied to me all these years." I said, "How am I supposed to tell a little kid you're named after a dirty song?"
What a great story. That's awesome.
But I thought you all liked that. You know, went to see the Cubs in Cincinnati play, and Lord, Friday night wasn't fun at all again. But Cubs are tough this year.
Yeah. Of course,
yeah, my oldest son went with him. He's a Cubs fan in the family, so I got all the way from Cincinnati back. I was being needled by him, you know. So
was Friday night the no-hitter?
I think that was Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday night
yeah.
was the no-hitter. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, but I just wanted to put that little story out there because everybody kind of loves it. And I hope you all have a great weekend. I'm going to go fire up this grill here in a few minutes.
Go do it.
Thank you, Joe. That was a great story.
That is a good one. And speaking of Nikki, by the way, I had the hugest crush. Loved Nikki.
Just on the Young and the Restless?
Yeah, when that show came on. I mean, I didn't watch soap operas, but I don't know why I was watching it when I was watching it. Maybe I was, I have no idea. I don't remember. We were in college and I knew somebody or whatever, but started watching that and I had to watch it. Maybe I was working at a TV station. I had to watch it, something. Anyway, just seeing her, I was like, oh my God, she's so, oh, love this woman. And then how she's carried it throughout the years.
Yeah,
she's carried her beauty pretty well.
She's still there.
She's got to be in her 60s, right?
I would think.
Yeah.
She's up there.
All right, we'll take a break and be back to talk more, you know, food and soap operas and stuff on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
It's being in a gang called the Disciples High on Crack.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
What if you had a medical emergency away from home? What you need is Mobile Help, America's premier mobile medical alert system. Most systems only work at home, but with Mobile Help, you get help outside the home with coverage nationwide on one of the largest cellular networks at the press of a button.
I pressed the button, and lo and behold, the emergency came within minutes. Mobile Help did save my life. No question about that.
Call Mobile Help now for a free color brochure. We'll send you everything you need, including the base station, the patented mobile device, the waterproof pendant, and wrist button. You can also add the fall button that automatically detects falls and signals help. Call today and receive a risk-free 30-day trial. There's no equipment to buy and no long-term contract. For a limited time, you'll also receive a free emergency key box with your plan purchase. Remember, Mobile Help keeps you safe coast to coast. Call 800-930-0486 now for your free Mobile Help brochure. That's 800-930-0486. Again, 800-930-0486.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You know, I really need some new tires for my truck.
Got it.
And I'd love to get my windows tinted.
Got it.
Summer is coming, so a remote starter to cool down my ride would be awesome.
Got it.
A few new accessories for my truck would make it look so much better.
Got it.
Well, where'd you get all of it?
Truck and Auto Extras.
At Truck and Auto Extras, anything you want for your truck or car, they got it. Don't drive north, south, or west. Head east to 1098 East New Circle Road. Truck and Auto Extras.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live.
Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Ah, such good stuff. New when I saw her.
She walked in through the outdoor. She wore a red.
Yeah, just riding around listening to Prince yesterday. It was great. Great stuff. Because I just don't sometimes just forget to put him on, you know, put him in. Always looking for new music and stuff like that. Oh, well.
So the UK baseball team, we talked yesterday, they probably needed to take two of three from Arkansas, considering what Arkansas is not a great team. And there are a lot of great teams in the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
And Kentucky only dropped one series.
Yeah.
Up to this point. But then Arkansas comes to town, and all three of these games are as close as can be. So they lose the first one Friday night, 1-0.
In 10 innings.
They lose the second game where Dustin Beggs pitched a gem.
Right.
Again, but they couldn't. Kentucky's offense just couldn't come up with anything. They lose that game 2-0. Yesterday was a doubleheader.
Yeah.
They finally did win the third game, but it took, you know, walk-off fashion. They were down 4-3
in
the bottom of the last inning.
This is, you know, UK baseball has yet to break through and get to that super regional.
Mm-hmm.
So close again and again. What was last year? Yeah, last year ended to Louisville in the regional final, like playing Louisville in the regional final and losing to Louisville, and Louisville goes on to the super regional. Here's Louisville, been to the College World Series like twice.
Yeah.
And Kentucky cannot break through and get to that super regional. Well, this is part of it right here, is you start so well in the SEC. See, you need to be able to host. That's one of the things.
Yes.
And get a good little pod for the regional. And in order to do that, you've got to fight your way through the SEC. And you can't lose a three-game series to Arkansas at home. Now, that cancels, or I don't know if it cancels, but the beating Florida, taking two of three from Florida, which is maybe the best team in the SEC this year, you did that. But you can't lose to Arkansas then. If you do that, then you need to win against Arkansas.
Especially when you have back-to-back really great pitching performances.
Yeah.
You have to be able to take advantage when you have guys on base.
Yeah.
You've just got to get something going offensively, and it seems to me that's where they're struggling right now.
Now, I mean, they come back and they win the rest of their series, obviously, then you don't worry about it. But to have the start where you win a road series at Georgia and you beat Florida here, and then you win another road series at at Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't get swept at Vanderbilt.
You take one.
Yeah, so that doesn't hurt so bad if you lose that series. It's on the road to the number four team in the country, you know, Vanderbilt, so that's fine. But then you just Arkansas, because Arkansas came in on an 8-game SEC losing streak. I think the record was 4-11 in the SEC coming in. So they're just one of those teams that you have to take care of and show that you belong up there with the teams that the other teams they talk about. Because I saw a graphic the other night on the SEC's baseball coverage, like ESPNU and the SEC Network both do SEC baseball games Thursday night, Friday night. And so somebody was talking, you know, talking head up there, and they had a graphic up of the best teams in the SEC and saying that the SEC might be as deep as it ever has been as far as good of the teams are this year. And they're showing like Ole Miss and Mississippi State and Florida and LSU and all this. And Kentucky's not on that list of teams.
No.
Although before the Arkansas series this weekend, Kentucky should be on that. They had shown that they're.
And they were, 12th in the country?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And they've got good arms. Zach Brown has really come on here after struggling through the series that they did win. you know, he's come on and pitched wonderfully. Beggs has been outstanding.
He's been good all year.
All year. And Cody at the end has been fine. And Justin Lewis, the setup kid, who's throwing 100 miles an hour in the eighth inning to get to the freshman Jelly, who's a shutdown arm in the ninth inning. That wins you ball games.
Yeah. But you've got to put some runs on the board.
Yeah.
You just have
to. You can't lose 1-0s. You need to win the 1-0s because you got the arms. You know, you got the guys. And Arkansas didn't have that. They weren't supposed to. I mean, they haven't shown that all year. And Kentucky does have some good hitters, but this happens in baseball.
It does.
This is a baseball thing that just sometimes the bats go cold. And they might go cold for a weekend or two weekends. You just hope that it corrects itself within a couple weeks because you can't go three. You hate to go three, but this just happens. It happens to everyone. But
I think it's why, you know, Major League Baseball is 162 games mm-hmm. long.
Yeah.
Because at the end of that, you have discovered who the actual best teams are.
Right.
And those teams go through, I mean, the best teams still lose 60 games.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Kentucky can get this out of its system now. And then in a month, come back and be like, okay, Evan White's hitting again and Gunnar McNeil's hitting again. And
do you think the two losses to Louisville factor in?
I don't know. I know Kentucky is, you know, scrapped. You know what I mean? They fought, and they have a fight to them. So when you got that kind of fight and that kind of belief and you see it happen and you're doing it, and then you expect it to happen again and you come up short a couple times in a row on that, I don't know. I think the biggest problem for Kentucky seems to be their defense. That's like the bats should come back around, really. It stinks that it happened, you know, with Arkansas, a team you should have handled, and you had a chance to win every single game.
Yeah.
But the bats will come back around. The pitching is there. The defense is probably the weakest link, where sometimes plays that seem so routine, like the Louisville game, that the one that got 7-0, Louisville got a 7-0 lead. Well, there were so many mistakes made that led to that shouldn't have been 7-0, but just stuff, mistakes. So that's one area that could come back to bite Kentucky. That's what's separating them from
really becoming one of those upper echelon SEC teams.
And that might be what keeps them from possibly getting into a super regional this year. But still a lot of season left, a lot of the series to go. So I think they're still sitting in pretty good shape. It's just, you hope the slump doesn't last too much longer, because then it could get kind of tough. I think are they 9-7 now, maybe, in the SEC?
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, one more segment to go. You can get in here and give us a call if you want, 381-1313 on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed, could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. All the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently, on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Health, recreation, transportation, safety, whatever your reason is for riding, ride with the Bluegrass Cycling Club. With 1,000 members, you'll never have to ride alone, and you'll be able to experience the beauty of Central Kentucky while improving your health. Whether you're an experienced rider, just beginning, or even considering, the Bluegrass Cycling Club has rides and instructional classes to fit every need. For more information, go to bgcycling.net today. Registration for the Horse 800 is now open. Register early and save. bgcycling.net.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Neil Jackson was just in here. Of course, Neil Jackson of all stations of LM Communications all over the place, but his show tonight from 9:45 to 10:30 on 107.9 The Beat, Prince Slow Jams on The Quiet Storm. So Neil Jackson hosts The Quiet Storm, and he goes into that deep voice. He goes into that Barry White. Tonight he's playing Prince from 9:45 to 10:30 on 107.9 The Beat. You got to listen to Neil. He does it because we hear him in here. He'll put the show together, and we'll hear him doing that. And I'm just like, it's
Did you ever DJ
Venus Flytrap? Yes, I did. I DJed for. That's how I started, and the whole that's kind of how I went. This is what I want to do. I want to do sports media. Like 16 years old, got a job as a disc jockey at AM country radio station in Williamsburg. And worked in radio in Williamsburg for several years there. At one point, I had a show on Sunday nights called Southern Fried Sunday Nights. We played Southern rock. Because, I mean, there was not a rock and roll station in Williamsburg. There was two AM country stations that each had an FM. And the FM was country at the other station as well, and our FM was good time oldies music.
Mm-hmm.
And so Knoxville had a rock and roll station, but we had nothing. And so when I would play that Southern rock right there on the FM station that you could get strong in Williamsburg, 102.7 down there, oh, the people just loved it. I'd get calls. Just loved it. I loved doing it. But I'm going to college full time, and I'm maybe 19 years old. And
so you did it for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the owner, or the general manager, the manager of the station, was like, "Well, if you want to do that, you've got to sell it. You have to sell the advertising for it to pay us your salary, basically," which was what? I don't know.
Yeah.
$6 an hour,
yeah.
Maybe they're paying me, or. And they're like, "Throw me $20 once a week to do this," right? And so I didn't sell it. So it lasted like a month or something. I'm like, "Look, I'm working here. How many hours a week? 20 hours or something like that. I'm going to school full time. I can't also sell advertising for, but that's the business model of stuff kind of is. We're lucky that they don't make us
much.
Sell,
yeah.
But. They'd like to." But so when I was coming up in the DJ world, the music that I was playing at that time was Clint Black and Alan Jackson and Travis Tritt and
Garth
Brooks. That was that whole movement of that wave of country.
Yep.
But I would play a lot of the old Merle Haggard, George Jones, Waylon Jennings, Vern Gosden, all that stuff, and loved it. Like Fridays, I would have a afternoon shift after school. And so on Fridays, I would try to get there as early as possible and go through and grab and fill my stack of my choice cuts for that day's shift, which was like little 45s. That's when I'm playing albums, little records. And my boss would be listening and come in and complain. It's like, you've got to play some Reba McEntire. You've got to play some Lori Morgan. You're doing all this rockabilly stuff. I'm like, it's Friday. Nobody wants to hear Lori Morgan on a Friday.
What part of no don't you understand?
Oh, my.
Hey, I know some.
Yeah, you do. No, but I wanted to hear the upbeat stuff. Yeah. I wanted, give me some Dwight Yoakam right now. We're talking, you know, Long White Cadillac. We're not playing fancy, here's your one chance, don't let me down. That ain't happening. 96.1 is the place to get all this good music, though, now, today, on this station. Thanks for listening to another weekend of the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
We'll see you next weekend on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Jerk.